Marky Brown, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about your background and life experience. How does that influence your motivation in running for the state senate?
Well, I've been a public school teacher. I teach at the university half-time, and I've worked as a volunteer. I'm a mother and a grandmother, and now I'm on city council. And I serve as vice chair of the Rural Caucus for Pennsylvania, and that's a passion of mine. And one of the reasons it's a passion of mine is because I feel that the quality of life here is really good in so many ways, but we have so many needs that have not been addressed. And really what we need is a voice in Harrisburg to help us out.
What do you believe are the most important challenges facing the 25th district?
There's sort of a myth that this is not a place where people can thrive and we can have good jobs and good salaries. We have everything here. We have great air and water, despite what some people say. We have timber. We have energy. We have amazing forests and game lands. We have tourism. What we don't have are people investing in our local economies. I'm talking about manufacturing and everything. We've just had a lot of divestment in our areas. And not only that, we have a shrinking and aging tax base. And because of that, our schools are not supported in the same way. The state has not been supporting our schools at the same levels that they used to. And all of those problems, people point to someone else. Someone else is taking the money somewhere else. Well, we're not getting our fair share of the federal monies.
What specifically would you do as a state senator to achieve these goals?
When I say it, we have all of these wonderful things in rural Pennsylvania. It's a great place to live. We have all of the resources. The one thing that we don't have that we absolutely need is the internet everywhere. The kids may be in school for a while. Maybe it'll last all year. I'm sort of doubting it. Even before all of this, we needed the internet. We needed more cellular coverage. We needed more infrastructure, rebuilding certain things, including our sewer lines and our water lines in some areas. We had a bridge collapse in Elk County a couple of years ago while they were working on it. So, I think it's worth investing in our area. We've been investing in the cities for a long time, and we've definitely left our rural towns behind.
In more rural areas like the 25th district, there haven't been a lot of cases of COVID-19, but there have been economic impacts. What do you think about the state's handling of the coronavirus so far, including mandated closures and reduced capacities at restaurants?
So, yeah, I've spent a lot of time actually trying to learn as much as I could about the disease, about the needs in the healthcare industry, about the needs of the people working. And then with businesses, big and small, in our area. And I understand that people are frustrated. I was frustrated. It's kind of depressing to be shut in for months in our region. And I understand the businesses, they were all ready to open up. And then there were restrictions. And they looked at Walmart and they said, how is this fair? Everybody's able to go to Walmart. We're small businesses in our small rural communities that we're trying to keep this place afloat. We pay taxes. Walmart has taken away some of our tax base. You know, I understand it did not feel fair. It's very hard to have the same perspective as people do in places where they've experienced this. I sympathize with everyone. I am a little bit worried, though. I've talked to a lot of people around. I know a healthcare worker who had COVID and has permanent effects from it. I don't think that people understand the severity of it. So shutting everything down, I think that was the right thing to do. I don't think that the rural areas necessarily needed to be closed down for as long as they were once we figured out that the disease hadn't spread here. But hindsight is 2020.
There have been protests for racial justice and against police brutality nationwide this summer. Are there changes you would make as a state senator to address these issues?
You know, I was a public school teacher, and they had, like, this saying, you know, one bad apple can, you know, ruin the whole bunch. I don't believe that. I don't subscribe to that. I think that the places where they had real problems with their police, it was systemic. Here, not so much. I don't think that we necessarily, it's sort of like the virus. I don't think that we in the rural areas, it's like less than 1% of the population are people of color. So we don't have, you know, that same experience that people do in other places. It's not something that's going to get worked out in the rural area. I'll tell you that right now. You know, I from the beginning didn't feel like that slogan defund the police was a good one. I think it was misleading. Certainly there are reforms that need to be made. And defund the police is actually the first person who said that. It was President Trump. And he didn't say defund the police. What he said was defund community policing. Well, community policing is research-based, and it's one of the best things they have going on in terms of a solution for policing in communities where they're most needed. So when I did speak at equality demonstrations, I did say, please, you know, support community policing. That is actually something that is research-based and has been proven to work. And it was a reaction to some of our earliest examples of police brutality. It was after the Rodney King beating, Los Angeles adopted this, and it has been working well for them. Like, no solution is perfect, but this is something that has worked well for them.
Margie Brown, thanks for joining us.
I really do appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
Margie Brown is the Democratic candidate for the 25th Pennsylvania Senatorial District. You can find our interview with her opponent, Republican Chris Dush, and more information about the elections on wpsu.org/vote. I'm Min Shan, WPSU.